Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. Oh, my gosh. We have a very full program today. Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We have four different guests today, four different perspectives of an industry that continues to emerge, and it is so exciting. And we welcome an old friend to the show. Homescape Pets create the most unique products for pets of all ages. They really do. And Nana and Marcus have such a strong commitment to animals. They really do. They believe that keeping your pet healthy doesn't have to be complicated or costly. And that's why they started Homescape Pets, where they offer limited ingredients, all natural supplements, CBD, and chews. Marcus, welcome back. It's been too long.
It has. Frankie, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's lovely to have you back. And I have to say, Marcus, that I really think that you're one of the reasons why little Leo is still going strong, because at 15 and 10 months, because he gets mobile, he gets the wonderful mobility product, and that product is just so fabulous, and you're using such unusual ingredients that you won't find in other companies. And tell us a little bit about the line and what you're doing and the newest things going on with the company.
We do focus on the very basics. I mean, supplementation is something that I think is appropriate for dogs almost every age for different reasons. But, restfulness is a very important one, and anxiety and restfulness are kind of tied. Mobility is a huge one, especially for aging pets. And basically just general wellness and inflammation is something that we deal with also. But we believe in whole herbs. Everybody on the planet, all the animals on the planet evolved to process all the nutrition from plants and animal, whatever their diet was. And so I personally feel, with my experience, that products that have a basically full spectrum of their nutrient profile from whole plants seem to work a little bit more effectively. They're smaller amounts, but then again, our bodies change, animals' bodies change all the time. From day to day, you need different nutritional...
Yes, it's true. Yes, yeah. Because, I've noticed that. There are days that are better than others. It's just the way it is in life. But what I'm so impressed with, I did segments on my holistic health show years ago. Years and years ago. It must be a decade, at least a decade ago, if not longer, on the... green-lipped mussel.
Yes.
And that green-lipped mussel is such an extraordinary product. It's found in New Zealand, and they noticed that the people that lived on the coast, the Mares, the Indians that lived on the coast, were healthier than the Mares inland. And they realized it was the green-lipped mussels that they were consuming. And so you have this in your muscle mobility product. How brilliant of you to do that. And you also put the turmeric in it for the pets.
That's right. They work fantastic together. The green-lipped mussel has properties of its own that seem to be anti-inflammatory and extremely healthy for the joints. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first usages in the United States for it was back in the 70s or something like that for racehorses. I think they still use it today.
And so, it's also humans use it. It's a supplement for humans for joints and for their own mobility. So absolutely.
Yep.
And so what's the hottest thing that you're selling? What's the top selling in the line?
You know, it's funny. The first product we ever came out with is the calming relief, and it is simply hemp seed oil and turmeric, and it still sells the best. It's good. Turmeric is such a good thing for everything from digestion to inflammation factors, and it works great for pets. It's easy to administer, and they like the flavor of the hemp seed oil, I think, as well. But the up-and-comers are CBD products for sure. As people become more aware of the benefits of CBD, we not only have two different types of CBD products, but one is the most unique, which is the mobility product that you're referring to, which has the green lip muscles and the turmeric, but we added a raw extracted CBDA product. Extremely rare on the market. We were kind of first adopters. And that company that produces that for us, it is organically grown in Colorado. So it's fantastic.
How wonderful. Yes. Oh, that's so fabulous. And I just want to say that we are talking about dogs, but you also have products for other animals, including cats. And so we never spend time on the cats. So can we just talk a little bit about cats? Because they need support as well, especially during full moons. They really do. I'm not kidding. They really do.
Yes. Cats, you know, it's funny. I think that the more we deal with the cat owners and stuff, that they're always there can be challenging to administer products to. Sometimes they're just picky and various things like that. But we do have quite a bit of pet owners that they're very specific about their needs, and when things work, they're very proud to talk about it. Cats can use all of our products. We even have people that were using some of our products for their goats, and I think that they can be used for many different animals. But cats and dogs are obviously what the veterinary society considers your primary pet.
Yeah.
So most research is on that. Cats benefit and can use almost all of our products.
So I just want to ask you, because this is a big question people want to know. How do you dose for the animals with the CBD? And can you use human CBD products for the pets? And I know what the answer is, but I'd like for you to share with us.
Sure, sure. You know, in most contexts, there really is no difference in the products when you're talking from humans to pets, with the exception that if there's flavors or additives or whatever.
Yes.
That's the real problem with some of these things. And frankly, even with some of the pet CBD products, you know, I can't really say anything negative about having flavors in them. It just, the problem is you don't know how they acquire the flavor. Some are natural, and then some say they're natural. And, you know, unless you really know the company, it's hard to know. So we opted out of flavorings. We use hemp seed oil as the carrier for our tincture.
It's choice.
And it frankly, pets don't mind that. It's a refined hemp seed oil. Then pets, they don't resist it because it doesn't have a whole lot of flavor to it, but it still has all the benefits of the hemp seed oil. And
And I put little treats, his little treats, and I put a few drops of your calming relief for little Leo, and I have to tell you, he doesn't mind the flavor at all. They get scoffed up in a New York second. They really do, Marcus. So they're wonderful products. How can people find out more about you and your lovely wife and your mission? Because it's just such an important mission. You're so on hands with people and their pets. So give us the website and how people can order these fabulous products.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. HomescapePets.com is our website. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram as well. homescapepets.com. And we've got a huge trove of blog posts and lots of information like that to help people figure out how to dose their pet, whether you got a cat or a dog, and all the questions you might have, how to approach your veterinarian about the CBD to help them get on board with you. But if people are interested, we've got a discount code for you, Frankie. It's Frankie.
Oh, go ahead and give it real quick
for your customers.
Frankie 10. You got okay. It. Thank you so much, Homescape Pets. Thank you so much, Marcus. Send regards to Nana. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Mark Frisora. And Mark, we spoke about Tenneco and Hertz, and let's talk now, right after Hertz, you went to Caesars and became the CEO. Talk about your success there and how that drove into significance.
Sure. They announced me the 1 week after they announced bankruptcy. So in this situation, I had to come into a pretty tough thing with suppliers, with customers, employees. Everyone was very concerned because the bankruptcy had been announced. It was owned by Apollo and TPG. These are two big private equity organizations and who hired me to come in and try to take the company out of bankruptcy in one big whole piece. Typically in a bankruptcy, you know, they sometimes will sell off the pieces to see if they can satisfy all the debt holders. And so in this case, we not only did we, you know, satisfy all the debt holders, but when we came out of bankruptcy 2.5 years later, after I came on board, all the debt holders were paid over 108%. That's, you know, 8% over the dollar that of debt that they held originally. So it was a very successful bankruptcy in terms of returning cash and profits to the original debt holders of the company that filed when they went into bankruptcy. What we did in Caesar's case is just take the existing team. We had a very talented team. We had a very good customer retention program, a reward program, and we had employees that I thought were very engaged, and we were measuring that. And so what I tried to do is take some of the very good things that were going on and enhance them, right, and show that I was supporting, if you will, the history of Caesars and what had made it successful, and at the same time introduce, again, some new exciting things, things that would be exciting for all the employees. And so we worked in the marketing organization on thinking about branding. We had these wonderful brands. You had Harrah's. You had Caesars, obviously. We even had a brand called Caesars Republic. We had the Link Promenade. We had Planet Hollywood. We had Paris. We had the Rio. There were 9 facilities on Las Vegas Boulevard. And then we had about 50 resorts around the country. A couple of them were in London, and then we had a couple in South Africa. But mostly a very U.S.-centric organization. So the idea was, why can't we just take these brands and get international presence without having to spend capital and having to go to the bankruptcy court and spend capital? So the idea was to set up branding standards for Caesars, Caesars Republic, Flamingo. We took the Flamingo as a brand. It scored very well. And we took these brands and we took them to developers of hotels and resorts around the world. And I recruited someone that allowed me to do that, who was networked into worldwide development. And what we ended up doing was just a huge success. We opened up 2 big facilities in Dubai, right on the water there, a Caesars and a Caesars Republic. We're opening up something right now. I think there's Caesars Republic going on in Scottsdale. We had a Cabo project. We had European projects going. And in addition to this, I would communicate this to employees. Here are 8 new locations going in around the world. One of our weaknesses, we didn't have any Asian presence. So we had projects in Japan and Asia that were being announced that we would build, again, Caesars branded properties. And then that didn't cost us any capital. It only costs us the sweat, if you will, of us setting up branding standards and then having quality engineers who would check every quarter to make sure the standards are being met. So it was a very inexpensive way to grow and get a global brand and make employees excited. This is one of those things where you see people get excited about something that they learn that's new, how to create, you know, a positive life environment, not just at work, but at home as well. So it's extremely rewarding to be able to turn people's lives around in a way and at the same time create a lot of value in the business, right? So that's always been my goal, and trying to work both the employee base as well as the obviously cash flow of the company to improve that as well at the same time. That's where I think if you talk about challenges, it's always tough to have cut costs, improve customer satisfaction, and improve employee engagement. But those are the three principles that I've always used in all three companies to measure employee engagement, customer satisfaction, and cash management. And if we couldn't improve those every year, then we weren't doing our jobs as managers. So, and if you think of it, it's kind of like a three-legged stool. If you happen to take out one of those legs, the stool's going to fall down. So you can't compromise any one of those three things in any business that you have. So I'm a big believer in just keeping it simple. And those three things keep it simple: customer satisfaction, employee satisfaction, and cash management. And if you can keep improving those every year, you're going to have run a wonderful business enterprise.
Give me one word that was the key to Tenneco turnaround, one word or phrase that was the key to Hertz turnaround, and one word or phrase that was the key to Caesars turnaround.
Tenneco, it was kind of execution with discipline. We didn't have much discipline in a lot of the metrics in the company, so execution with discipline was important for us. I think in Hertz, probably one word would be fast. We had to speed up everything so that we got the customers to the cars faster, right? So speed was important. We had a theme of speed and trying to really be a fast organization, right? And because it's a very fast business day to day. At Caesars, this was all about engaging, I think, the employees in the customer experience. They, they had programs that did that, but nothing like the culture that we brought in with Sen Delaney. So in that case, we got employees a lot happier because we gave them more benefits. We returned benefits to them. We gave them merit increases they hadn't had before. We restored the 401k program. And so by treating the employees better and better, since they engage directly with the customer every day, you can imagine that, in the buffets and the cocktail servers, at the dealers, at the gaming tables, it's a very high customer interface business day in and day out. And so we've been measuring that with a thing called Net Promoter Score. And again, we gave employees reasons to be happy and reinvested back to them. As we would save money on Lean Sigma type things, then we'd give that money back to them in benefits. So they'd always feel like we were giving something back to them and listening to them all the time.
I want to go back to my original question, which was about success to significance. I was unaware of what you went through and being on your own at 12 and then leading super successfully three Fortune 500 companies. What does success really mean to you?
Well, I think for me, it's being able to share my knowledge and be a coach to people, mentor people. I get the most satisfaction, frankly, out of turning someone, turning them around. I mean, they could be at any level I was in, but I'd love to teach and help. So for me, it was about creating a caring culture and then feeling the energy of the organization change and being able to do that. That's what excites me. I mean, changing the organization in a positive way in every aspect of it. And so that's rewarding for me. I love to go into this place and develop new and positive energy that ties people to the work they're doing, and so they understand what they're doing is positive. It's not a negative thing. And finding that angle for them to be successful.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Mark Fasora, who has led five major companies now already. And great having you on the CEO show. And everyone remember there, it's all about you have to get the three things right. You have to get the employees, the culture, and the cash. And you get those three right, and that's the start. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Kay Koplovitz. How are you, Kay?
I'm feeling great. Thank you.
And it's great to have you on the CEO Show again. So, as many people know, Kay was the founder of USA Networks and then sold for $4.5 billion and then started something perhaps even way more significant, which is called Springboard. So we're going to talk a lot about success to significance. So let's start off. You are like me, a Michigan State Spartan, and in your graduate thesis, you had this really interesting idea that turned into a super winner. Talk about that idea.
Well, I was really attracted to satellite communications when I was an undergraduate at the University of Wisconsin. And before I went to Michigan State to write my master's thesis on satellite technology and its potential impact on communications. And believe it or not, this was in the 60s, way before they were being used.
And so you had this vision. How did you turn it into the seeds of success?
Well, I was very fortunate to hear a lecture being given by a noted science fiction writer when I was on a trip as a student in London. And I saw this sign for a lecture on satellites when I was walking through London. And, that sounds really exciting, because when I was a kid, I was really intrigued by Sputnik and sort of excited and frightened by it all, the space war that was to follow. And as a student, I was very kind of interested in space. I thought, satellites. So I went in to listen to this lecture, and it was about geosynchronous orbiting satellites, which we take for granted today, but they had only been launched in 1965-66. So they were just coming into the market back then, and this lecture so impassioned me about the message he was giving about these satellites that could cover the Earth with only three satellites, something that was very technologically advanced in those days. And this person was Arthur C. Clarke, the famous science fiction writer of 2001 A Space Odyssey and all kinds of other science fiction books, and also a scientist. And he was projecting what these satellites would mean for communications on a global scale. We have to remember, back then we didn't have all this that we have today. We only had three broadcasts, really, actually 2.5 broadcast networks here in the United States. ABC wasn't even fully distributed in the United States back then. And what was really amazing about it was really that you could get to any location with these satellites instantaneously. It's just an idea that would never let me go. And I went back. I went to graduate school, wrote my master's thesis at Michigan State as a merit scholar, and had a wonderful professor, Walter Emery, who I worked with. He was an intellectual property attorney and was teaching intellectual property management at Michigan State. And he said, Kay, I have no idea what you're talking about in these satellites, but I know one thing. If what you're telling me is true about them, then I'm going to have to learn about them, because intellectual property is becoming an international phenomenon. I want to be the first one to learn all about the new communication system. So it was a wonderful opportunity for me to work with Dr. Emery.
How did you operationalize everything? Just give a snapshot, a couple of sentences, where it went to over the two decades. And I know there was a thrill in Manila and everything, but what was the turning point where you said, we have succeeded, we built something really powerful?
Well, I think that bringing all sports to cable before ESPN was a big watermark for the network and put it on the map. We were out there before anybody else with satellite delivery. And I think that was really very important. But then also bringing in the creative community, bringing in the Hollywood producers to produce for cable was also a big breakthrough. So when you say, when did I know it was going to be a success? It was already a success by the mid-80s. It was launched in 1977. So I've got to say that, it took years of my own education after graduate school and working in television, working in satellites, working in cable, that I really understood how to put the pieces together to launch a network, and it was totally successful and profitable by the middle 80s. And I knew we had made it then. It was just a matter of growing and continual growth with the industry. It was not only the beginning of a network, it was the beginning of an industry.
And then when you sold the two decades later for $4.5 billion, and you've joked with me, you said, Robert, that's when $4.5 billion was real money. And you started something which to me is even more significant, which is Springboard, which has, you know, 835 portfolio women and $35 billion in value that you've created. And to me, as you and I have spoken many times, it's not just the right thing to do to get women CEOs in business. It is the economically smart, because it's physically or mathematically impossible that if 51% of the women have the jobs, that only 8% of the women are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. We're holding the real talent back. Talk about your concept of Springboard, how you felt first after, you know, selling for such a large sum, and then why Springboard was so important.
Well, first of all, Robert, it would have been great if I'd owned the whole company and sold it for that amount, but, you know, it was actually sold to companies much earlier than that. But growing a company of that size was a great experience. I loved every minute of it. But when I was leaving USA Network, I looked around and I saw all this money pouring over the transom in venture capital in the late 90s, 98, 99. $104 billion, which was a lot of money back then, and no women. And I thought to myself, where are the women? I know they've got to be out here. And so why? Why did we begin? Why did I want to do it? I was chair of the National Women's Business Council then and appointed by President Clinton. And before I took the position, I said to him, I would do it if I could use it to get women into equity capital, because that was what would be needed to grow sizable and sustainable companies. And that was my experience at USA. You had to invest to grow. And I thought, well, if women can't get the kind of investments that are competitive in the market, they're not going to be competitive enough in whatever market they're in, whether that's media, whether that's fashion tech, whether that's biotech, whether that's technology companies. You need to be competitive and raise capital. So that's what prompted us and me to really lead this, you know, growth of companies led by women to raise capital. And that's what the accelerator and the community of Springboard is. It is a great, large community of experts and entrepreneurs, investors, and business people who are really not only supporting with human capital and expertise, but many of us also invest in these women-led companies as well. There are good reasons to do it, by the way, because, for example, women entrepreneurs that bring in capital raise twice as much revenue as men do in comparable industries for the dollar invested. More women successfully exit their companies in the innovation economy, actually percentage-wise, than men. It's surprising for a lot of people to know that, but that is true.
So congratulations on that. What is your philosophy of what makes for successful succession planning?
In succession planning, I think it is really important to bring along your team and to develop the team of people that you're working with. And as you do that, you look at the talent and you really want to, your job is really to get the talent in the right positions so that they are going to be most successful. Those people are going to be the most successful they can be, help building the company. So in the succession, you really want to be able to pass it on to people who are prepared to take up the challenge that perhaps you have been having for all these years, and you want it to be a successful transition. So that's what you really want to see within a company. You want to see that successful transition. We're having a little challenge in our own country today to see successful transition of power. And it's the kind of thing that you don't want to see.
What is the website for Springboard?
Springboardenterprises.org, or you can also get there through sbspringboard.co, sb.co.com.
We are with Kay Koplovitz, and when we come back, we are going to talk about Springboard, and we're going to talk about why the investment in women is so important and is the right thing to do financially. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Kay Koplowitz, the founder of USA Networks, and then after that started something called Springboard, which is a tremendous enterprise of building women entrepreneurs and connecting them to capital. So here is the question, Kay. What is your take? I know you're a numbers person and you go through all the metrics on why investing in women is so smart financially. And this is to a woman who built a company that sold for $4.5 billion.
Well, look, women are 51% of the population, and we really need to be and should be in moving the economy forward and being full participants in it. And I can cite all the numbers about the Springboard companies that collectively, the 835 that have come through our program so far, have raised over $13 billion in equity and created over $35 billion in value with 225 exits and 22 IPOs and many more on the way. So what is the message here? The message is women really are building a scalable and Women are really building scalable and sustainable businesses that are solving world problems. And some of the problems may not have appeared to men to be important, like women's health. We have over 300 companies that have come through in life sciences, in drugs development, in biotechnology, devices, diagnostics, important areas where there are a lot of women. There are a lot of women in biological sciences going through our universities and now starting companies. And they're attacking problems that, you know, are world-class problems for the health of women from birth all the way through life cycle. And it's really important that we do that. And it's commercially viable for people who are investors to really make a great profit as well. So we're seeing that with our companies. Just take, for example, in the year 2020 when the pandemic shut us all down and a lot of companies got lower investments, and collectively women entrepreneurs' investment sizes dropped in the market. On the contrary, Springboard Enterprise entrepreneurs raised more capital in 2020 than they did in 19. And why? A lot of them were working also in things that were attached to the COVID market, that were solving problems, getting tests into home testing for COVID-19, clinical testing, companies like Everly Health and Medable, companies like that. We have companies in a treatment for autism, which is a big problem for a lot of families to solve, that will be coming to market. There are many of these companies that are already valued at over $1 billion. If you came in as an investor at, let's say, a valuation of $50 million or $100 million, and now you're talking about a company that's worth, you know, in the private market and then going public at these rates, there's a great opportunity to make money on your investment. So it's not just a social issue with us. It's an activity in the market and a true participation in our economy. And Robert, I really look at it as our circular economy, because many of these women who are earning their own wealth through their companies and their liquidity processes are coming back and investing in companies coming behind them. And this is what I like to see, this circular economy and building more capital being put to work behind women entrepreneurs.
So, Kate, talk about women investing in capital and what metrics you can share with us.
Well, the reason I think it's really important that people invest in women as CEOs and founders of companies is because, actually, women raise more revenue, twice as much revenue, actually, for invested dollar that their male counterparts do. And as far as liquidity events, women are more likely to exit profitably for their companies on the whole than men. And it's not to say that this is a gender race, but to say that women do really perform well, invest your capital that you invest in them very well. They're great users of capital. So these are really good reasons to be investing, because it's going to be a profitable exercise for you. I mean, we're really trying to raise the bar on the amount of capital that is available to women entrepreneurs at different levels, and on the investing side and on the entrepreneurial side. And, we want to, we're making progress, but it should go faster than it is. But we've come a long ways in 20 years. None of this capital was available, and God knows nothing was available when I started USA. So,
Kay, we've spoken a lot about success and significance. Could you just give one definition of what success means to you and what significance means to you?
Well, look, we all have our own definitions of success. For me, I just love building. I love building companies, whether it's my company or helping others build really great companies. So for me, it's successful to see that, whether it's me or people I'm working with. I love to see that. That from success to, significance. What is the significance of your success? How many people have you touched with it? Have you made people's lives better? Have we improved the way we work and live? I think that, to me, is, sort of what the result of what we do should be and what we like it to be.
Now let's shift to talk about succession planning. So you built the company. It sold for $4.5 billion. There's a succession plan there and an exit. You also, through Springboard, have had many, I think it was 22 companies or something, had major IPOs and built 835 companies where you've helped. I want to thank you so much for being on the CEO show, talking about transformative CEOs. You started your career with a vision for really being, a master's student on your thesis at Michigan State and writing about satellites, hearing Arthur C. Clarke, and then starting USA Networks, being the first female CEO of a network in the world. And then at the culmination where that sold for $4.5 billion, creating something called Springboard, where you've helped create over 835 major organizations of women and really making the first connection between women and capital. You're a true hero in success to significance in the economy.
Thank you for inviting me to your interview today. I've enjoyed speaking with you, as always, Robert.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.